This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, and Dr. Stebleton, Stebelton, fax 989-775-1640, regarding John Radcliffe, RADCLIFF, like Frank E., date of birth 4/19/1946. Dear Dr. Stebleton and Sirs at Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Radcliffe with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. His last visit was October 4th of 2023. He has gained 8 pounds over the last 6 months. He states he's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His main complaint is itching that occurs especially behind his knees, and it's very bad at night. He wondered if that is related to chronic kidney disease or possibly something else. He wonders about allergies because he's had a lot of clear nasal drainage within the last several months. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He's had a history of prior kidney stones, but no current symptoms, and none for at least 7 years. No edema or claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the spironolactone 25 milligram daily, also lisinopril 5 milligram daily, and propranolol is 30 milligram twice a day. Also, pravastatin and ALFUZOSIN 10 milligram once daily, and Tylenol if needed only for pain. Physical exam, weight 200 pounds, pulse is 57, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/76. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 26th of 2024. Creatinine is 2.13. Estimated GFR is 31, and that's an improvement. Previous level was 2.3. Albumin 3.7, calcium 10, sodium 138, potassium slightly elevated 5.4, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.2, hemoglobin is 12.4, that's improved from 11.5, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.